You know, any good play asks questions. It makes an audience think, and this play does that.
We were put on the back foot, and it was like anything that we said had to come out like you're racist.
I'm still in the dark about why our play wasn't allowed to be performed, but in the 2 years since then, you know, I've met a lot of people who have had similar experiences, and the police are a recurring theme. You know, they're always there in the background, whether they're giving helpful advice or offering security measures, whatever it is. And I think that, if anything, the kind of murkiness of it leaves them open to more criticism. Actually, if we were all completely clear about exactly what function the police has in these things, then at least we'd be able to negotiate it on concrete terms. At the moment, it just feels like we're all kind of swimming in this soup of not really knowing what their role is, and I would like clarity on that.
It's a kind of cocktail of a whole number of different challenges that came together to create a kind of toxic atmosphere and a risk-averse culture, and you know, you might argue a weak decision whereby the play was pulled. I'm not sure if it was hard censorship, but certainly it was an unfortunate decision that we wouldn't support. Have difficult decisions to make. You know, when you are looking at a risk assessment and you are wary of everything that could possibly go wrong, you need to take steps to protect yourself. And in that situation, you can quickly find yourself almost unwittingly entering a censorious space. And we all need to admit that. I think we all need to bravely get into dealing with that. If we want our culture to actually move forward, if any of us really believe in free speech and free expression, we need to kind of all get our hands dirty in terms of dealing with a way forward.